Okay. Here we go. Okay, so we're talking to Nehemiah, who is the founder, the headmaster of this school. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You are one that values an education, and you realize that education makes all the difference for these kids, don't you?
Yes, education makes a very big difference to these kids, because I take myself for example, because without education, I couldn't be where I am. I couldn't be doing what I'm doing. And I'm doing this because I embraced education at a very early age. And I knew that without education, I wouldn't be able to break the poverty cycle in my family, and I wouldn't become somebody in life. And I really wanted to become somebody in life. I didn't just want to end up being just a nobody. Because my family was used to being the undertrodden in the family, in the society. But I wanted to change that. And so I embraced education. I was being sent home for school fees because there was no school fees. There was no money at home. I could go back through the window, sit back in class and learn. And an instance came when I had to be flogged and beaten by the teachers because of stealing education. They told me I was stealing education. But I say that I'd rather be a thief of education than be a thief of property, because I knew if I don't go to school, I'm going to steal from the people. I'm going to steal from the people who are teachers, because teachers were the only rich people in the society. And so I wanted to change that. I wanted to be a good person. I wanted to be somebody and who can help others. And that's why I embraced education. And that made a whole difference. And that's why I'm here with all these kids around, taking care of them and making sure they're good.
You say all these kids. There are about 762 here today.
Yes.
But in your three schools that you run, you have about, is it 2,000 that you are basically in charge of and responsible for and really helping along, aren't you?
Yes. We have about 2,000 kids in all the campuses that I run. I take care of Kawatoto Center, St. Matthew High School. I take care of Mhunzulu Education Center, which is in western province of Kenya. I take care of Julie Ndera High School, which is also in the western part of Kenya. And all those put together, we have over 2,000 kids that I take care of, that I have to know how they go to school and how they eat and so on and so forth. And that makes a very big, gives me a big responsibility. I have a big burden on my shoulders. But I thank God that God has been seeing us through all these days so that we can see these kids going to school. So when we improve access to education, then this is what all these kids need. Improve access to education, let them go to school, let them change their life, because giving them access to education, quality education, and giving them hope, you know. When the teams come here, like the orphan outreach team, they are giving them hope that it's possible. They can make it from the slums. And we also talk to the kids who have left this school, who have made it in life, because we have had good examples who have gone to do degrees in engineering, and they have finished there. Those who are doing medicine from this school, which is a slum school, and they have made it in life. And so we tell them to come back to talk to these kids. And so that moral education is also good, that they can make it from the slums. And that's why we really like it when teams come to talk to them and dance with them and play with them. It makes a whole lot of difference.
Just that little bit of encouragement really does make a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, it was so cool because I talked to a few of your older students here. Yeah. There was one that wanted to be in politics, one that wants to be a scientist, an engineer. Yeah. They have big dreams, and you're here to tell them, yes, you can achieve those big dreams, even coming out of the slums.
Yes.
And that is a powerful message that I think people will appreciate about you and are inspired by you and all that you're doing, Nehemiah. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Awesome. Cool.